Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Tuesday of the third week of Eastertide, and from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, and musician living in Chicago, Illinois. His preaching today is entitled Ridiculously Radical Forgiveness.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Stephen said to the people, the elders and the scribes, "You stiff-necked people, uncircumcised in heart and ears, you always oppose the Holy Spirit. You are just like your ancestors. Which of the prophets did your ancestors not persecute? They put to death those who foretold the coming of the righteous one, whose betrayers and murderers you have now become. You received the law as transmitted by angels, but you did not observe it." When they heard this, they were infuriated, and they ground their teeth at him. But Stephen, filled with the Holy Spirit, looked up intently to heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God. And Stephen said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God." But they cried out in a loud voice, covered their ears, and rushed upon him together. They threw him out of the city and began to stone him. The witnesses laid down their cloaks at the feet of a young man named Saul. As they were stoning Stephen, he called out, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Then he fell to his knees and cried out in a loud voice, "Lord, do not hold this sin against them." And when he said this, he fell asleep. Now Saul was consenting to his execution. The word of the Lord. A number of years ago, Franciscan theologian Richard Rohr wrote the following: "Forgiveness is one of the most radically free things a human being can do. When we forgive, we have to let go of our own feelings, our own ego, our own offended identity, and find our identity at a completely different level, the divine level." It appears that that is the level being presented to us today in this first reading from the Acts of the Apostles, the divine level, a level that presents to us in the martyrdom of Stephen ridiculously radical forgiveness. In his saying, "Father, do not hold this sin against them," paralleling exactly, almost word for word, what Jesus said hanging from the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." So often I use the same kind of phrase, the same kind of idea, as I listen to the news every morning. But I'm not quite as gentle as Jesus was, or even as Stephen was. I say, "Father, forgive them. They're idiots. They're idiots." But I digress. We're talking about ridiculously radical forgiveness. that we witnessed in this reading from the Acts of the Apostles, that we witnessed in the words of Jesus hanging from the cross. It is the very kind of radical forgiveness that we witnessed in our Holy Father, Saint Pope John Paul II, when he offered his would-be assassin forgiveness in 1981, when he even visited the man who tried to kill him in a Rome prison in 1983, and when he personally advocated for his would-be assassin's pardon. Ridiculously radical forgiveness. It is exactly what we witnessed from the Amish community of Bart Township, Pennsylvania, on October 2nd in 2006. The Amish community who, following the insane shooting at their schoolhouse and killing of five of their children, went to the home of the killer and forgave him. Ridiculously radical forgiveness, almost beyond what we can comprehend. The challenge for me today, as I think of these stories and as I witness Stephen in the first reading, is to ask how any of this applies to today. How can I apply this reading, this teaching, to all of the agony going on in the world today, to all of the killing, the insane wars, the terrible situations of migration and homelessness, the horrible hostility toward migrants, and all the anger that so many peoples of the world today are expressing. It pushes me to ask a very personal question of myself. How do I address evil without becoming evil myself? It's a question for all of us. How do we address evil? How do we confront evil without becoming evil? How do we confront seemingly deranged ways of thinking and actions that we are observing today, without thinking or acting in deranged ways ourselves? Thinking of scenarios even less dramatic and hyperbolic, how do we prevent ourselves from becoming the hatred that we hate and can no longer tolerate? For me, these are tough, tough, relevant questions. And I ask myself, how can this reading help me? How can it help the Christians that are named in the name of Christ? My friends, what Stephen did was crazy radical. What Jesus did was crazy radical. How can we incorporate crazy radical or ridiculously radical forgiveness into our lives today? What is the practical application of this teaching for us? How does it fit with what seems to be heightened levels of hatred in the world today? How does it apply to what seems to be heightened levels of discord not only in the world, but in us today? I think it's a question for all of us to wrestle with. There's a poster that I saw recently in rereading the book by Dom Helder Camara, Hoping Against All Hope. And the poster was about the tensions between the non-white and the white communities. And it had a picture of a white hand and a black hand side by side. And the words on the poster were the words of Martin Luther King Jr. And it read, against this stark brick wall, I must stick to love. Hate is too hard to bear. I must stick to love. Hate is too hard to bear. Of course, Jesus knew that. Stephen got it. The question is, can we get it? Can we understand this? How today, in the tensions of today's world, how can we be part of ridiculously radical forgiveness? God, give us the courage to at least ask the question.